your exclusive home for Arizona Cardinals football. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Steve Wilks. Presented by Earnhardt Hyundai and Ford Dealers. No bull since 1951.
Now we go in the Red Zone with head coach Steve Wilks of the Arizona Cardinals following yesterday's 17-3 loss to the Detroit Lions. Coach, thanks for your time. Appreciate
you
coming in.
Thank you, guys.
I know you mentioned in your press conference you got a chance to watch both sides of the ball, the film twice. When you sum it all up, what were you most disappointed in yesterday? Was it just the lack of continuity from what you saw in Green Bay?
It was, you know, just the mere fact of coming off a great win, as you just mentioned. You thought we were going to bounce back and really come out with a great win at home in front of our fans. The biggest thing that I saw was really down the stretch, we didn't finish. I thought the defense played well up into that last 75-yard drive. We kept us in the game, only giving up 3 points. But we got to find a way to finish.
Yeah, Detroit made it looked like they made some sort of tactical adjustment late in the game. They threw in a couple of tight ends, and they used an offensive lineman in the backfield. Did that bother you guys, or if not, what explains how the defense could have been that good up until that point and then let Zach Zenner run all over?
Well, when you really look at it, it was missed tackles. Guys were right there at the point of attack, and they missed tackles. And then if you go back and look at that series, we had two critical penalties there. The first one with Buddha, which I thought was in great position, but he just didn't turn and look for the ball. So we got the P.I. there, which got him down the field. And then the next one came with Jarrell. Hodges was in great position, and then all of a sudden you get the face mask.
Steve Wilks, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, our guest as he is every Monday here on Bickley and Murata as we go in the Red Zone. Josh's play yesterday completed more passes than he's completed in any single game. Yardage was up a little bit, but overall, what did you see from him? How would you assess his play?
I thought he did some good things well. Again, he would tell you this, there's certain plays he loved to have back. There was a little inconsistency there, and it came with really just trying to late within the down, trying to force that win backside, in which you can't do.
You had three rookies starting on the offensive line. It's not a great deal for anybody. Are you considering on any level shutting down Josh for self-preservation to let him take a deep breath, put on a ball cap, and watch for a little bit?
I think these are valuable reps for a young rookie. Talking to Byron, he and I talk all the time. You know, it's so many different looks that Josh needs to see. And I think what we need to do as coaches is just make sure that we put him in position to be successful, rather standpoint of moving the pocket, boots, sprint outs, those kind of things to try to alleviate some of the hits.
Steve Wilks, the head coach of the Cardinals, our guest. I asked you about this a couple weeks ago on Josh and the connection between Josh and Larry Fitzgerald. We saw Larry get involved in the game late, didn't have his first target until midway through the third quarter. Was Detroit doing something different to limit Larry Fitzgerald yesterday, or has that been a theme that you've noticed from defenses all season long?
Oh, yesterday they were doubling Larry in the slot. They did a great job of really bringing the safety down and trying to get a double in the bracket there. We just got to do a much better job, again, just trying to move him around, motion a little bit, trying to get him positioned where we can get Larry to football.
That being said, Trent Sherfield had a pretty good game production-wise. Did you like what you saw from the other receivers yesterday to a degree?
I thought Trent had a great game. You know, he had that one drop early, but beyond that, he came up with some big catches. Tolliver had a good game as well, critical third down conversion. So you talk about two rookie free agents out there playing and performing well.
All right, one of the guys, and since we're on the positives right now, Hassan Reddick had himself quite a ball game, and he's had a good stretch of football here where he's laying out for you. Tell us about that.
I think Hassan probably had his best game yesterday, and I texted him earlier this morning after watching the tape and told him that tremendous effort. Most importantly, he was just flying around. Everybody needs to understand and realize that, you know, Hassan played defensive end in college. Last year, when Marcus got hurt, he had his hand in the dirt. So this is really his first complete year of standing up and really playing the position. So you have seen his, what I call, progress throughout the year, and yesterday was his best performance.
All right, I want to ask you about the communication or the lack thereof between you and Byron at the end of the first half, where he ran the ball, timeout was called, then you run the ball again, basically running out the clock. It was... It was confusing to people in attendance, and I'm sure there's a logical explanation for it. What happened there?
I think what you said, and I take full responsibility for that, it was a lack of communication and clarity, and I'm always talking clarity. We had three timeouts, and I wanted to be aggressive in trying to use those timeouts. I think anytime you're in a situation to where, you know, you can throw the ball up, possibly get a PI, something like that, and get in positive territory and maybe get a field goal. That's what I was thinking. We ran the ball the first time. He wanted to see exactly what they were in. I clicked over and was talking to Al, saying the possibility if they would get the ball back, this is what we got to be ready for. So we ran the ball again, and at that point in time, I didn't feel like it was a need to take a timeout. And the communication there was he was concerned about the protection and didn't want to give up a big play, sack, fumble, or tip ball. So, again, full responsibility, and that's on me as a head coach.
But at the same time, you're giving him autonomy to call plays.
True. I mean, he's the coordinator. Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
Steve Wilks, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. 3-10 now, coach, as you well know. What is the mindset of this team? Where is this team mentally right now? Have you noticed any changes there?
The great thing about the, those men in that locker room, man, they're still fighting. A lot of character, a lot of pride. They played their butts off yesterday, and it's unfortunate we couldn't come away with a win. So we're going to bounce back this week and do everything we can to go to Atlanta and get a win.
Do you fear, as a coach at this point of the season, with the way things have gone, when you get a performance like that from your defense in concert with a performance as bad as the offense put forth, do you fear some sort of division? Are there ways to guard against that?
No, I think those guys are united. They're together, and they understand right now that we're all in this together. Mm-hmm. So you don't sense or see that at all.
All right, Chase Edmonds, I guess I wouldn't say it was a limited role. I thought maybe you might explore more after, especially how hard he ran in Green Bay. Were you happy with the allocations of carries between David and Chase yesterday in retrospect?
You know, I thought we could have, you know, done a better job right there of really trying to create a little bit more opportunities for Chase. As I told the coaches and I told the players as well, is that we got to go out and execute, but as coaches, it starts with us. We got to put guys in position to be successful in all three phases. And you look at yesterday, a couple of times they loaded the box. We got to do a better job in spreading the defense out and giving us the opportunity to be able to create some more movement and push up front.
You opened the press conference today with the Robert Kimdichie knee injury news. I mean, how devastating is that for a guy who's looking – He hasn't been consistent, and he looked like he was finally getting there. I mean, how big is that for Robert?
It's huge. You know, it's disappointing for him as well as this team. I thought he came off his best game a couple of weeks ago with the Chargers and was really progressing. Made some strides last week and looked good yesterday when he was in there. So, again, just disappointing for him.
All right. I mentioned this before about December turning into zombie football in places where guys just go, okay, you know what? I'm not going to get hurt. Where I'm in a sinking ship. And all. You're saying that that's not happening. And that is a testament to the character of these guys in this room. But going to Atlanta historically has not worked out well for this franchise. What is it about that trip? Maybe is it the distance? Is it the time change? You spent some time in the South. You know that it's Sundays have a different vibe in the South, and it's about going to church and going to brunch. I don't know what it is, but it's kind of brought out some uninspired performances in the past. How do you get these guys rolling in Atlanta?
Well, you know, we're going to take off on Friday. Hopefully, you know, getting there that night and trying to get acclimated to the time change will be great. But the same approach as we took with Green Bay, you know. You know, we're going to work hard this week and, you know, go down there and try to win a football game. Atlanta's different in the dome, you know, and they play well down there. You know, I've competed against them for a while, been in the South, but they're struggling a little bit now, and we just got to find a way to bounce back this week.
I'm curious your thoughts on this, and this is a big picture NFL piece, and I think it's kind of tied to why we talk so much about does Josh Rosen have the right offensive coordinator behind him going forward. It seems that there's an offensive revolution in football now where teams are sort of incorporating some of the spread elements in college when before they used to just say, nope, you're going to learn a pro-style offense and that's the way it's going to be done. So maybe kids are coming from college, maybe it's easier to throw the ball, maybe it's easier to score points, and yet we saw the Bears smother the Rams last night. We saw the Cowboys smother the Saints. Where do you fall on the whole offensive revolution? And does playing great defense still trump everything in the National Football League?
I still think you got to play great defense. And what people misunderstand is when we talk about running the football, I think that's a major element of what you have to do. Running the football doesn't mean you have to be in a two-back set. You know, running the football doesn't mean you have to, you know, be in 12, 22 personnel. You can still spread guys out, which is part of the college game, as you just mentioned, and still run the ball. You know, inside zone, RPOs, those kind of things, counting the box. You know, so, again, we have to be creative as coaches to try to put these guys in position to be successful.
Steve Wilks, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. Earlier, Coach, you mentioned you were disappointed and you wanted to come home off a strong game in Green Bay and win one for the home fans. At this point, you know, one win at home this year, you know that the fan base is frustrated. Do you have a message for the fans at this point of the season?
Well, really, you know, I understand their frustration, and they deserve more. You know, we need to put a better product out there on the field. And being the head coach, that starts with me. So I take full responsibility of that.
Anything else besides Robert injury-wise coming out of yesterday's game?
No, nothing major. No.
Okay. Coach, thanks for the time. Always appreciate it. Well, good luck in Atlanta. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Steve Wilks, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Steve Wilks has been presented by Earnhardt Hyundai and Ford Dealers. No bull since 1951. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.